Thanks to hundreds of colleagues and supporters, that's exactly what we've been able to do over the past quarter century. Not only with my ideas, but with the ideas of many others who have joined in and contributed to the courage and renewal cause. Leaders in many fields, education, healthcare, business, nonprofit, philanthropy, and religion, have been nurtured by the ideas and practices embedded in courage work. It takes courage to join soul and role in organizations that make it unsafe to show up with integrity and act in alignment with it. But when we find that courage, our lives become more whole. Our work reaches deeper. The people we serve are better served, and in ways large and small, the world becomes a better place. As you will learn from this book, courage work takes many forms, depending on the setting. But whatever the form, it is rooted in the principles and practices of what we call a circle of trust, a way of creating the conditions where people can do inner work in community. The components that go into creating those conditions, the components Shelley has so deftly named and explained in this book, have a proven capacity to touch and transform leaders and the work they do. When I'm asked for an elevator example, the story that most often comes to mind involves a circle that I facilitated some years ago, composed of 20... 20-